Hey, this is Droops, and this is HPR, and I sometimes run a site called hackermedia.org, which has all kinds of really cool hacker media-related things, and today I'd like to talk to you about what's on my MP3 player, which happens to be an old-school iPod that I've dropped way too many times. I have lots of random stuff on my MP3 player, and not enough time to listen to everything, so don't get upset if I don't listen to your show, even though it's awesome, and I totally should. Just assume that I know your show is awesome and great, and I don't need to listen to it, because it's just too awesome. Okay, now if I need to be listening to a show, or if it's missing from Hacker Media, let me know. It's droops@gmail. I'm rarely right about things, so I might be wrong about some of this information. Please feel free to correct me in comments or record an HPR app to correct me. Or record one of these and tell me what's on your MP3 player or AUG player, and maybe I'll get some new ideas. All right, I have a bunch of stuff. Starts out alphabetical, anonymous audio. It's a show with tech news, and they're really good at explaining things. So, I don't know, it was that Firefox plugin that was allowing you to take over people's Facebook sessions by stealing their cookies and this, that, and the other. And they explain really in depth how that works and how you don't have to have this plugin to do it. You can just do it on your own and how to block it and this, that, and the other. It's kind of neat. And they really go into depth about tech news. The next show is Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Now, I'm going to have a list of these on the HPR site, but feel free to write them down. I would write them down. If you've listened to my ADHD episode, you'd understand why. But Common Sense with Dan Carlin, it's a political show by a guy that's not really affiliated with a party, and he doesn't really offer solutions to problems without offering, like, awesome solutions that I really enjoy. But he has really interesting ideas. And he does another show we're going to talk about in a second that I liked a lot more than I liked this one. But it takes me about two Common Sense episodes to cut my grass. So like every 2 weeks I get out the push mower, except in the winter, and I listen to some Common Sense while I cut my grass. And it just like gets me thinking about stuff that I don't really think about in normal times and gets me all pumped up, and then my grass is done and I'm all excited. All right, the next show is Coverville. Man, it's really into tech here. Good thing this is Hacker Public Radio. But Coverville is cover music done by this guy named Brian Ibbett. And it's really hit or miss, and it's mostly miss to me. So, like, he'll play a themed episode, or it'll just be, like, a random hodgepodge of stuff. And he uses the word hodgepodge, and you get bonus points for that. And most of it's really, really bad. And then there'll be like this awesome cover or a whole show that's just awesome. And you're like that. It's worth skimming through every once in a while. All right, the next one is Dan Carlin's Hardcore History Show. And this guy is not a professional historian, which is bonus. And he talks about history stuff that may or may not be correct. But it's definitely interesting. I highly recommend everyone listen to Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. Because, you know, you really need 8 hours of Punic War coverage in this day and age to really, over audio, because that's awesome. The next one is Eurotrash Security. Hold on, I have crying kids. I'll be right back. And I'm back, and y'all didn't even miss me. So, anyway, Eurotrash. It is a new show. They emailed me about it, and they were like, hey, put this on HPR. But it's information security, news, and interviews by some Europeans. It's pretty good. The next one's Flatland, which is a romance of many dimensions. Most of you will be familiar with this book. If you're not, you should definitely become familiar with this book. It's like I think it was written like the 1800s. And it's a math book with a story, which is fucking weird. And maybe you've heard the band called They Might Be Giants, and they sing a song about ideas from Flatland, like why Triangle Man always wins because he's pointy, and like in a two-dimensional world where everyone was a shape, triangles are really pointy, and they're the soldiers because they can stab you, and women have to whistle because women are all straight lines. And two-dimensionally, if you look at a straight line long ways, it's this long, long line. But if you look at it head-on, it's really super pointy. It's this little dot. It's hard to see it. And they have to whistle so that you know they're coming. They have special doors to go in their houses. It's weird. But it's a podcast. It's the audiobook version of Flatland. And it's totally awesome. The next one is Freakonomics Radio. Stephen Levitt and Stephen somebody. One's an economist and the other one, I don't know, newspaper reporter, wrote a book about freaky economic stuff. And it was on the New York Times bestseller list. Maybe you've heard of Freakonomics or Super Freakonomics. There's a new movie they released on iTunes before they released it anywhere else. And they have a podcast, and it's really fucking cool. Let's see. Next is Hack Radio Live, which is some HPR contributors. They have conversations where they discuss techie things. HPR, of course, Hacker Public Radio. I listen to that sometimes. Then we have HBR, which is Harvard Business Review's IdeaCast. And they talk about businessy things. I don't know. I was a business student. I'm that kind of nerd. Then we have NPR, a lot of NPR stuff. Talk of the Nation, where they have interesting bits that come out every day, and they're like, this is a 5-minute segment from this, or this is a 30-minute segment for this, that's the Talk of the Nation, and it's pretty good. Another NPR show, From Scratch, where they interview founders of companies, and you know, it's kind of interesting. I think it's actually a series, not a show. Then there's NPR's Planet Money, which is a spinoff of This American Life, dealing with economics. Because, again, economics is super exciting. And I don't know if you're a This American Life listener. You've probably heard of Planet Money. But you should. It's actually something interesting to listen to, dealing with really boring topics. And they're following Pietro Rivoldi's, I can't pronounce things, her book, which is about cotton production. Travels of a T-Shirt, I think is their name of the book. And they're making a T-Shirt, literally like they're sourcing cotton, having it, buying it from the farm, taking it to the factory to make cloth and yarn or whatever you make out of cotton. And then to a T-Shirt company to make the T-Shirt and to a printer to print it. And they bought the real estate thing that people were buying that was, they lost all their value. It's just on the tip of my tongue. It's some weird little word combination. Anyway, a toxic asset. There we go. They bought a toxic asset named Toxie, and they followed how Toxie died, and they interviewed people that were involved and like the houses that Toxie owned. And it's kind of cool. Let's see. Fresh Air, another NPR show. They do interviews. Apparently, I'm a business and NPR nerd. Another NPR show, Wait, Don't Tell Me, which is a weekly news quiz, which is awesome. It's very funny. The Cotton Club, which is tech news. They talk about like online branding and marketing, social media. And it's done by some people in Arkansas, which when I think, you know, social media, I immediately think Arkansas. But they're pretty good. The Drill Down is a show that's on my iPod. I've listened to like two of them. They interviewed the Reddit guys, and I was like, I'm gonna listen to this. It's lots of people, you know, hosting the show, collaborating, working on it, and it's tech news they discuss. The Moth, which is a live story show without notes, and they tell stories that are somewhat interesting. They have a little contest and this, that, and the other. This American Life. Very interesting show where it's somewhat weekly, but there's a new one every week. Sometimes it's from the archive. And they tell stories of This American Life. And most of these are really good. The next one is a show called What Endures. And it's put on by, some department at Louisiana State University. And they talk about Louisiana history, like the flood of 1927. And they talk about T. Harry Williams, who's the autobiographer of Huey Long, who was awesome. And he wrote all these 800-page books in longhand, and his wife typed them all up. And I think that's funny. Wish my wife would type stuff for me. No, I don't. She's got better stuff to do. Radiolab is the last show on the iPod. It's kind of a weirder version of This American Life, where they kind of do interviews and write stories about like a weird topic. I don't know. So not really a lot of tech news now that I'm looking back at this. Got some history, some business, a lot of economics, eek. But yeah, that's the stuff I listen to, and I don't listen to all of it. There's, I don't know, hundreds of episodes on my iPod that I have not rocked out to. But I will one day. Maybe. Maybe not. Anyway, I've been Droops, and this has been HPR.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.